What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, June 4th, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about, kind of a busy news day. And as usual, we're going to do news until I run out of news. Then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. So let's get right on into it. Former President Donald Trump, actually, in my mind, he's still the president, but that's another story entirely. But he's embarking on his summer tour where he's going to be having rallies all across the country. It's being called America Uncanceled. And this is going to be a CPAC conference in July, targeting the Silicon Valley censorship czars and the woke school boards. In his speeches there. And I think he's definitely going to find a receptive audience because people are getting really tired of all of this nonsense that we have had to deal with over and above the COVID pandemic, everything. Meanwhile, the Republican National Committee is threatening to boycott the next general election presidential debates if Donald Trump's concerns are not addressed. Now, RNC Chairwoman Rona McDaniel's letter to the Commission on Presidential Debates calls for a series of changes, including on how the commission selects debate moderators and on the scheduling of the events. The letter also lists grievances that could have come from Trump himself. And Trump railed against the commission, a body set up in 1988 to host the debates, not just last year, but in 2016. So the pushback is definitely happening. More reports, eyewitness accounts, and videos continue to surface from the January 6th protest at the Capitol building, basically showing that the police fired on the crowd, they tear gassed the crowd, they were trying to bait the crowd, but the protesters remained peaceful. Now, one of the prosecutors who's out there trying to cause a lot of trouble for the protesters is claiming the Capitol riot caused $1,500,000 in damages. Doesn't really have any documentation for that. And for those of us who've seen the videos, you know, there were a few broken windows, and that was pretty much it. So I'm already doubting that claim of about $1,500,000. But when you contrast that with the Black Lives Matter riots all the previous summer, they caused more than $2 billion with a B dollars in damages. So a little bit of a hypocritical blindness going on there. Down in Arizona, from the audit director Ken Bennett, they only have 14 pallets remaining to count out of the original 44 pallets. They're getting very, very close to the edge. And, you know, everybody's waiting to see if they find anything or if it's another bait and switch, huge disappointment. But meanwhile, over in Georgia, 500 prominent Republicans, including the chairman of the party, David Schaefer, are urging, suggesting, demanding that Governor Kemp launch a forensic audit of the 2020 election modeled along the lines seen in Arizona. Story coming on out of Cuz Blue. According to Joe Van Hutten Pulitzer, the current voting machine code in the United States is designed to allow certain chosen ones to win to rule over the people unethically. In other words, it's rigged to steal elections, and those politicians who benefit from crooked elections want to keep it that way. Meanwhile, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell is suing Dominion and Smartmatic, accusing them of using lawfare to silence election fraud claims. And so he's basically launched this lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Minneapolis. accusing them of waging a lawfare campaign. Remember, both Dominion and Smartmatic hit him with these gigantic lawsuits. And Lindell is saying that Dominion and Smartmatic are trying to weaponize the judicial system and the litigation process to silence these, you know, facts inconveniently out of line, with mainstream groupthink. Okay, so the fight goes on, and good for Mike Lindell. And by the way, I do have two of his pillows, and yes, they are wonderful. Okay, over at Project Veritas, things are heating up over there. There was this Facebook insider who went public about how Facebook was knocking down unpopular opinions, and Facebook started firing back, and now another insider has released a video showing CEO Mark Zuckerberg and a top executive by the name of Heidi Swartz discussing former Facebook employee Morgan Cummins and the actions being taken to root out whistleblowers that come to Veritas. So they're spying on their own people now, and that's got to give the Facebook employees all kinds of warm and fuzzy feelings, I'm sure. Meanwhile, Facebook has announced they will stop shielding politicians from content moderation rules after the two-year Trump ban, and they will start telling users when they've received a strike. So they're backing off on the very obvious protection of politicians versus ordinary citizens. That can be used for both good and bad purposes. Google is in a little bit of hot water because they had this head of diversity, Kamau Bob, and he's being reassigned within Google. He's not being fired, but the Washington Free Beacon uncovered a blog post from 2007 by Bob that basically made the implication that Jews have an insatiable appetite for war. And yeah, it certainly seems they do. They're constantly invading everybody who surrounds them. But on the other hand, by that same metric, Americans have an insatiable appetite for war if you look at all the wars started by the U.S. government over the past few years. So I'm kind of with Bob on this one. I think it was okay for him to make that statement. It's certainly protected by the First Amendment. And he made it back in 2007. And I'm wondering what kind of a mental effect this is having on all Americans, where virtually everything they've said, even in the most careless moments, can come back to haunt them decades later. That's got to be causing psychological damage on a national scale. I remember when Dog the Bounty Hunter lost his show, Dog the Bounty Hunter, because he had said in private in a phone call he'd used the N-word. He eventually apologized and, got his show back on the air, which I was glad to see, because the other party on the phone call was a relative who was angry with him and went public with the use of the N-word in a private conversation. And, you know, I understand being careful of what you say when you're on a public forum like Republic Broadcasting, but in your private life, this kind of repression I don't think is really appropriate. Now, out in California, they're talking reparations, and they've kicked off a two-year study into how the state might compensate African Americans for slavery. And this is the first in the nation committee. It's the result of Governor Gruesome Newsom signing a bill authored by then Assemblymember Shirley Weber, who he subsequently appointed as California's first black Secretary of State. And the task force will draft an apology to black Californians and recommend ways the state might make up for discriminatory policies. Now, I'm a little fuzzy on my history of slavery, but I don't recall that California was a slave state. And in fact, I'm pretty certain they were on the side of the Union during that whole Civil War conflict. And in any event, the slaves are all dead. The slave owners are all dead. And I think it's time to start living in the modern world. And by the way, not everybody who's alive today who is black is a descendant of the slaves. There was a lot of black migration after slavery was abolished, in particular because slavery was abolished. And not everybody alive today who is white is the descendant of a slave holder. They were actually a very small minority in the South. And by the way, there were some slave owners who were themselves black. And so it's a very fuzzy issue, but it's really popular. It's appealing to the black voters. We're going to take stuff away from the white people and give it to the black people. And it's going to be a rousing success, just like it was in Zimbabwe and South Africa. Meanwhile, interesting little story coming out of UNS.com. Statistics are coming out of King County, Washington State. And it's a 71% white counties. King County is 71% white, but the overwhelming firearm violence in 2020 was committed by non-whites. And so this idea that whites are a danger to the black population is complete and utter nonsense. It's politics, it's propaganda, and it deserves little more than our laughter. All righty. Speaking of black violence, over in Minneapolis, there was a gentleman who was basically arrested. Winston Boogie Smith was reportedly wanted on a state warrant for being a felon in possession of a firearm. And after he was stopped in his vehicle by law enforcement, the U.S. Marshals said he produced a handgun. And because of this arrest, the Black Lives Matter went wild. They looted a sneaker shop, Target, Walgreens, CVS, and more. And this is all on behalf of a guy with a long rap sheet, 20 arrests. He was wanted for violating probation for aggravated robbery. He was a career criminal, and he was stopped by the police. He produced a handgun. They basically fired and killed him. And Black Lives Matter attitude is, we don't care if he was a criminal. We don't care if he was shooting at the police. The police can't shoot black people. Riot, riot, riot. Oh, I've always wanted a pair of brand new Nikes. Let's go get them. It seems to be the mentality that we're seeing here. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, as police brace for a summer of violence, murder rates are already exploding all over America. We're becoming a very violent country. And, of course, the gun grabbers are out there saying, oh, we got to get the guns. We got to get the guns. This will stop it all. No, it won't. The criminals will always have guns. They'll always know where to get guns. All banning guns does is turn guns into another item for the smugglers, contraband for the smugglers to bring into the country right alongside all those drugs and illegal immigrants. So they're not going to stop the criminals from getting the guns. They're only going to disarm the law-abiding citizens, which, when you consider we have a criminal government, does seem to be the actual agenda there. All right, let's get into COVID. This is really starting to boil up here. And you know, a year ago, this lab origin was being dismissed by the corporate media as a conspiracy theory, and now they're reporting on it and trying to act like this was the story all along, but it wasn't. They did this George Orwell reversal last week, but the independent media was right again all along about COVID's lab origin. We had it right, and they did not, but they still get all the big money. What can I tell you? Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch has basically blown the whistle on why the rollout of the Fauci email Freedom of Information Act request was because Dr. Fauci was allowed to review each email before it was released. And so they were giving him the opportunity to prepare counter arguments. And of course, all he's saying is the emails are taken out of context. And there has just been so much that is coming on out. Meanwhile, over at Twitter, they have suspended the Informed Consent Action Network. And they basically went on Twitter to announce the release of the 3,000 pages of Fauci emails that it obtained under the Freedom of Information request. And Twitter suspended their accounts and claimed that the site was posting disinformation. So that's all Twitter is good for right now. Meanwhile, over at Facebook, there used to be a group called COVID-19 Vaccine Side Effects. It had over 70,000 members, but Facebook has dropped them down the memory hole as well. Okay. Over at the White House, they're continuing to defend Fauci. Jam Psaki said, first of all, they're not going to relitigate emails from 17 months ago, claimed that Fauci was an undeniable asset in our country, and otherwise dodged all questions about the Chinese lab leak theory, the flip-flopping on masks, and the emails themselves. Rand Paul is claiming Fauci wanted to debunk the COVID leak theories because the U.S. had invested in the Wuhan lab. And Rand Paul is slamming Fauci's incestuous relationship with British zoologist Peter Zasak. Okay. So apparently the U.S. financed some of the lab's research. They're trying to keep that hidden. They're not succeeding very well. Tucker Carlson ripped into the Fauci scandal again, saying the whole thing was a fraud. And he's denouncing all of the U.S. government officials, and there are a lot of them, who helped China cover up the COVID origins. Okay? And he also went after The Lancet, which in 2020 issued a letter stifling investigations into the theory that COVID had escaped from the Wuhan virology laboratory. So everybody's working to keep this covered up. It's looking more and more like COVID began as a biological weapon in development, and it was sent to China for further refinement. Thank goodness they did not actually finish it off. But it leaked from there, and everybody's in a panic because this thing mutates so fast and so rapid. I think there is a concern there. This could really turn into something deadly that the vaccine, well, the current vaccines aren't really working against regular COVID anyway. And they're trying to cover their gluteus maximi, you know, in the event a real pandemic from COVID does really break out. Tucker Carlson also mentioned that the uncovered emails show that Fauci supported, quote, grotesque, end quote, experiments at the Wuhan lab. And he's talking about the gain of function experiments at that laboratory. And Donald Trump has weighed on in saying, you know, what did Fauci know about the gain of function research and when did he know it? Well, he was certainly commenting on it back in 2012 when he said that the benefits of gain of function research outweighed the potential risks. Okay. Another story, this one is coming on out of your destination now. The State Department staff warned officials not to investigate the Wuhan lab's gain-of-function research because, quote, it would open a can of worms and expose U.S. funding. So there you have the motive for the cover-up right there. The United States itself is neck deep in the creation of the COVID virus, and they're trying to hush it up. Meanwhile, Trump, who is still putting the blame for this all on China, is saying that China should pay $10 trillion to America and the world. And he is claiming he saved hundreds of thousands of lives by ignoring Fauci. And he's demanding answers on the funding of the Wuhan lab. So I guess maybe he's starting to realize that the COVID virus was a little more domestic than previously thought. Piers Morgan is actually in agreement with Trump, saying if COVID-19 did leak from the Wuhan lab, China needs to be severely punished for mass manslaughter, and Dr. Fauci's reputation will be destroyed. Actually, it already is. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? A preacher man wags his head while the rich man.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID-19, which has now become more of a political scandal than a health issue. And I'm looking at this story coming on out of the New York Post, basically saying that the Fauci emails are all the more reason to get to the bottom of the origins of COVID-19. And they're absolutely right. They're talking about how Fauci forwarded the anti-conspiracy theory articles that quoted Peter Daszak, basically saying that the lab leak idea was nonsense. And now we know from the emails that Fauci knew the virus had been engineered, knew that there was gain-of-function research going on. Now, there's another point of view. This is coming from UNS.com. Saying that we need to be careful about an inquiry because it won't dig out the truth. It will deepen the deception. And I think they're talking in the context of an official U.S. government inquiry into the origins of COVID, because we have seen so many official U.S. government investigations basically just cement the cover-up. John F. Kennedy, for one, TWA 800, 9/11, the list just goes goes on endlessly and endlessly. And so there is a valid situation there. But at this point, I'm not willing to allow the government to tell me what to think and what to understand and what to conclude based on the facts that are out there. And that's despite the blizzard of noise and phony leads that are being dumped on the internet right now, trying to keep the waters muddy to delay the formation of a popular consensus. Not working, but they're going to go on trying because the alternative is to seek employment at a fast food restaurant. Okay, there is this Chinese virologist was among the first to basically say the COVID came from the Wuhan lab, and says that Fauci's emails back up what she's been saying all along. The coronavirus is an unrestricted bioweapon and is basically blasting the cover-up. And we've seen it over the past half month. There's been a sudden change in the reporting related to the COVID virus. Dr. Fauci's emails were released, and the Biden administration and medical leadership in the government were suddenly willing to entertain the possibility that COVID was made in a lab after more than a year of saying anybody who thought it came from a lab was a tinfoil hat wacko conspiracy theorist who should be shunned by the general public. Over at the FBI, Director Wray is saying that he didn't know right away what was going on because lower-level FBI agents wanted to make sure they got all they needed before telling him, which basically tells us those lower FBI agents didn't trust him even back then. The ex-director of the CDC, Robert Redfield, says he received death threats from scientist colleagues after he went public saying he believed that COVID-19 originated in a lab. And it's a measure of how desperate they were to keep the lid on this bioweapon aspect and how desperate they are to bury the link from the Wuhan lab back to the United States. Story coming on out of the Gateway Pundit, according to Representative Madison Cawthorn, White House officials are already talking about exit strategies for Dr. Fauci. And Madison Cawthorn said his days are numbered. I know an insider in the White House who's spoken very openly to me that they're talking about exit strategies for Anthony Fauci. And they don't want to just outright fire him because it makes it look like the government was wrong all along, which they were. But getting him to resign is going to be a trick. Madison Cawthorn basically describes him as a megalomaniac. And given his hunger for constant appearances on TV, I would say that fits. It absolutely does fit. Story out of Crack News. More than 10,000 vaccinated people have caught the COVID coronavirus, leading many to question if the vaccines are actually working. And certainly it underscores the CDC's claim that such breakthrough infections are a rarity, not when there's more than 10,000 of them. Story coming on out of Natural News. It turns out the CDC has been given $1 billion to basically pay for more pro-vaccine propaganda on social media and in entertainment. And there is right now no proof that the vaccines do anything other than cause blood clots, infertility, in some people immediate death, neurological illness. Doesn't really look like it's effective against the virus itself. Story coming on out of Crack News again. It turns out those spike proteins everybody's been talking about, okay, they can cross the blood-brain barrier, which means they get into the brain. They can cause long-term neurological damage like mad cow disease, or they can cause a cerebral hemorrhage. Got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thebrokenheart.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19, and there's an article that came out of Revolver News talking about exposing the media's, and let's be honest, the government's plot to hide record vaccine deaths and deceive Americans. And they're talking about the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is the database managed by the CDC that collects reports of health problems experienced after taking a vaccine. And they're calling into question whether this is really being managed accurately, or if in point of fact, the books, so to speak, are being cooked to try and hide the extent of vaccine injuries. Don't forget when we mentioned earlier, Twitter deleted a group talking about vaccine injuries. Facebook deleted a group talking about vaccine injuries. This could potentially be the worst medical catastrophe in U.S. history, worse even than the 1976 swine flu debacle, and they're trying as hard as they can to make sure you never find out about it. Over in Colorado Springs, there's a story. This is over in WeLoveTrump.com, and they're talking about this woman, 38-year-old Kendra Lippe, was one of the six cases of severe blood clots that led to the pause of the experimental COVID-19 vaccine over in Colorado. And, of course, the CDC and FDA basically said it was not a big deal. But it turns out this woman, this Kendra, has come down with permanent injuries following the vaccine. She has been stuck with $1 million in medical bills. But, of course, you're not going to see Johnson & Johnson pick up any of that cost. I guess she could go to the vaccine injury court, but they have a long track record of saying, oh, it's ridiculous. It's just a coincidence here. All righty. There is this woman, is an article in Business Insider, the 36-year-old woman who had advanced HIV, and she carried the novel coronavirus for 216 days. During which, inside her body, the virus mutated at least 30 times. And this has not been peer-reviewed, was published as a preprint on MedRx on Thursday. She's living in South Africa, and there was some talk early on about how the COVID-19 virus seemed to share certain proteins with the HIV virus, and maybe there's been a nasty interaction there. Turning to the international news, Israel's Netanyahu is refusing to admit defeat. The new government of Israel is officially to be sworn in next Wednesday, so Netanyahu has got between now and then to try and set off a major war to delay that transition. But you've got this coalition government has formed. It's eight separate parties formed this new government, and the pro-Netanyahu bloc is still trying to put pressure on him. It's going to be a fight right down to the wire. But even if Netanyahu loses the prime ministership, there's an article, this came out of Middle East Eye, saying that Netanyahu will not go quietly. He's still at the prime minister's residence in West Jerusalem's Balfour Street. The movers have not shown up yet to box up his furniture, and they're saying basically that Netanyahu will stay, at least close to the government and intrude and intervene and influence as much as is possible. What this article fails to remember is that Netanyahu is looking at a corruption accusation regarding the German submarine deal, and trial was held off while he's prime minister. But once he's no longer prime minister, that corruption trial could and should move forward. Okay. Israeli Southern Command head General Eliezer Toledano basically is downplaying the current ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, saying it will end soon, and that what has happened so far is just the first stage of a much wider war to come. So he's talking tough out there. Now, we reported earlier that Israel had bombed bookstores in Gaza, and there had been another story where people in East Jerusalem had donated books to start a new bookstore down in Gaza. But this article that's over in Electronic Intifada is saying that Israel was targeting the bookstores as part of an ongoing policy to erase the Palestinians' history and culture. And we know that's been going on for a long while. I remember a story from several years ago where the Palestinians had prepared a traveling exhibit of Palestinian embroidery, for which Palestine was world famous, and it was to travel all over the world, and then it got to Los Angeles, and it just completely disappeared from what was supposed to be a secured, guarded, and locked facility, and it simply vanished, never to be seen again. The United Nations is openly criticizing the Tel Aviv regime over excessive use of force against Palestinians in the occupied territories, saying that attacks by extremist settlers and armed gangs on the residents of such areas are backed by Israeli security institutions. And they are. We talk about every time they go on to the Temple Mount, the settlers are being protected by the Israeli police. So the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, Fernand de Varennes, announced in a report that assaults on Palestinian citizens carried out by right-wing and armed gangs sometimes come with the support of elements from the Israeli security forces. And he called on Israeli authorities to provide full and equal protection to all living inside the occupied territories without any discrimination. Yes, and after that happens, we will all flap our arms and fly to the moon. All righty. Meanwhile, we are continuing to hear that Joe Biden is supporting using your tax dollars to replenish Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. We're talking about $1 billion to replace the missiles Israel used. And Iron Dome, as it turns out, has about a 50% success rate. And those missiles cost $100,000 a pop, which means it's not a very cost-effective defense system, but Israel doesn't care because, hey, they're not paying for it. You are. Another poll has come on out, actually two of them. Researchers at the University of North Carolina at Pembroke commissioned the Barna Group to survey evangelical Christians about their views on Israel, and support for Israel is dropping among the evangelical Christians. Now, Israel has been pushing Christian Zionism and the Scofield Bible and trying to convince American Christians that support for Israel will get them into heaven or some such whatever. But there are now two polls basically showing that Christians are losing their enthusiasm for Israel. And again, it has nothing to do with their religion, has nothing to do with their ethnicity. It has to do with their behavior and how many of those Ten Commandments Israel continues to violate, such as coveting the Palestinians' land and stealing the Palestinians' land and killing the Palestinians, etc., etc., etc. Meanwhile, over in Iran, they may lose their voting rights in the General Assembly because they are behind on their dues to the United Nations, some $16 million. And in a letter sent to General Assembly President Volkan Bozkir, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Iran had missed several payments and needed to pay $16,251,000 to restore their voting rights. Okay. Over in Russia, their deputy defense minister, in an interview with Russia Today, said that the New World Order is being formed right before our eyes, with the existing international legal system fracturing and states taking sides in a new Cold War. This is Colonel General Alexander Fornin, and he spoke with Russia Today ahead of the 9th Moscow Conference on International Security, scheduled to take place June 22nd through the 24th in Moscow. And they're saying at the forum, we give the floor not only to partners who share our approaches, but also to opponents, countries which cooperation today is at a bare minimum or equal to zero. So we'll see what happens there. Okay, this is an interesting revelation, also from Russia Today. And for years, there have been allegations that the pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong were being paid for their activities. And, of course, the Western media says it's nonsense, and anybody who thinks this is so is a wacko, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist, et cetera, et cetera. But it turns out there's an academic paper that came on out, and this is in the journal American Economic Review. It's in the June edition, basically saying that, yes, the pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong were, in fact, paid to do so. So imagine my shock on that. Speaking of getting paid, let's talk about the economic news for a while. U.S. jobs grow slower than expected again. 559,000 jobs were added in May. They were expecting 670,000. And there continues to be criticism over Biden's $300 a week unemployment benefits. And the United Nations, again, are out there. They're now sounding the alarm about the dramatic increase in global food prices. So it's not just happening here in the United States, and we're certainly seeing it here in Indiana. Meanwhile, story out of Investment Watch blog saying there's a disconnect between the declining number of buyers and renters, the increasing housing supply, and the fact that home valuations are moving up. Now, based on the law of supply and demand, with the supply increasing and demand decreasing, prices should go down. So something is going on to try and prop up real estate values. And that may have a lot to do with the fact that if mortgages on homes go underwater, meaning you owe more on the mortgage than the house is worth, people are going to start selling their homes, getting out from that mortgage, or just walking away from the mortgage completely, and the banks will be dealing with that problem. Another story from Investment Watch blog, mortgage purchase apps plunge despite home builder euphoria. In other words, the building is going on. They're building two new ones just over here. And they're saying it's starting to look like the housing bubble of 2005 and 2007, which led to the mortgage-backed security fraud of 2008. Over at Lockheed, they have stated their intention to produce and deliver 169 F-35 fighter jets next year. And the company said it expects the production rate for the jets to eventually plateau at about 175 aircraft per year after 2022, based on the demand by the United States government and other partner countries. And this is kind of weird. I mean, the U.S. is buying new F-35s even as the first version F-35s are being retired from service. Local leaders are again renewing pressure on President Biden to tackle the issue of student debt by taking official action in their own jurisdictions. They hope will urge him to forgive some college loans. And I think this would be a good idea because this whole student loan thing was a scam. Okay, it was a scam by the bankers. Scholarships dried up. The cost of college skyrocketed way beyond the rate of inflation to create the situation where the only way that you could go to college, if you did not have wealthy parents, was to take out these student loans and plunge these students onto that barbed debt hook good and hard, and lure them in with the promise that they were going to get higher paying jobs with those college degrees that would allow them to pay off those student loans quickly and easily. And of course, that did not happen because what kind of high paying jobs can you get with a degree in art history or gender studies or any of the other soft, fluffy subjects that are being given degrees this year? College degrees have stopped being a sign of merit, and they're being marketed like a fashion accessory here. Another story, this one coming on out of NPR, commenting that millions of women have not rejoined the workforce post-pandemic, and they may not be inclined to do so. And they're talking about working women who were traumatized by having lost their job, but now they've gotten used to being homemakers again and have now become comfortable with that. Maybe they want to stick with it for a little bit. A story coming out of Protocol, and they're talking about Amazon's Go stores. And interestingly enough, there was a commercial like, I think, 15 years ago that predicted this, and the commercial showed this very seedy-looking guy in a leather jacket just walking through a store, looking sneaky, and just grabbing things off the shelf and putting them in his pockets, and then he tries to walk out the front door, and the store clerk says, "Sir, 1 minute," And the guy turns around and the store clerk says, "Sir, you forgot your receipt." And he pulls the paper out of a little machine by the door and hands it to the guy. And the whole point of the commercial was that one day there would be stores without checkout clerks. And now they're here. Amazon Go's stores operate exactly that same way. You go through the store, you simply grab your stuff and walk out, and a receipt shows up on your phone a few minutes later. And from Amazon's point of view, Go offers a chance to bring some of the convenience of online shopping into the real world. The downside, of course, is that Amazon gets data on how people shop, what they look for, and how the stores work. That data is going to be worth a lot to Amazon. But again, as much as I love high technology and computers, I'm opposed to putting these store clerks out of work. Now, they've got self-checkout over at the Walmart. I absolutely refuse to use it. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Well, Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the economic news, and Joe Biden has decided to poke the dragon yet again. Yesterday, he signed an executive order that nearly doubles the number of Chinese companies that U.S. investors are not allowed to buy stock in, and these are businesses with alleged ties to defense or surveillance technology. And so he's out there doing that again. Meanwhile, Biden is starting to waffle back and forth on this whole corporate tax hike to pay for his infrastructure deal. And he says he's now willing to drop the corporate tax hike and he'll just get the money from someplace else, meaning your wallet. And, you know, the talks are continuing here. There were a lot of people who thought that corporate tax hike was a bad idea. And, you know, two things were going to happen with a corporate tax hike. The corporations are going to leave for more tax-friendly locations, or they're simply going to pass those tax increases down to the consumer as increased prices. The poor are always made to pay for all. And right now, I don't want to get into the argument about who's paying too much taxes. I think everybody is paying too much in taxes in this country right now because of all the money that goes for wasteful spending is a big part of it. The military defense monster gobbles up money like there's no tomorrow. There's all the money being sent to foreign governments, first and foremost Israel. And there's a lot of just plain corruption going on. And if we could get that under control, you know, we could cut taxes in half and still get the services that we really pay taxes to get. Okay, getting into the immigration news. Over in Scottsdale, the Scottsdale population have been surprised to discover there is a Biden migrant safe house in their neighborhood, and they are starting to protest over that. Meanwhile, down in Texas, Governor Abbott is drawing the red line at the southern border. He is going to initiate arrests and significant jail time for anybody coming across that border, and with the flood that's coming on in, he may run out of jails. I still think we ought to get those punkin' chunkin' guys down there with their air cannons and trebuchets, and when you catch an illegal coming across the border, just flip them back over as fast as you can, longest distance, and most bounces get the trophy. That would be my way of solving the problem. And remember, Eisenhower did stop the influx of illegal immigrants coming into this country with Operation Wetback. So it can be done. It's just having the political will to do it. Okay, now the Biden administration, through the Department of Homeland Security, has officially terminated the Remain in Mexico policy initiated under Donald Trump. And the Remain in Mexico policy enabled immigration agencies like Immigration Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol to keep illegal aliens in Mexico while waiting for their immigration court date in the U.S. Okay, we've got to take another break for station identification. We got more news coming up in hour number two.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle